We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
4th of July is this week. Producer Gabe has just come into the studio and seems like he's made a very interesting discovery about the history of the 4th of July, correct?
That's right. It's something I've had in the back of my mind for a while because, you know, you learn about the founding of our nation in school. Mm-hmm. But this year, I'm making a stand, okay?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm a little bit fired up.
All right.
This is you a little bit fired
yeah.
up.
Okay.
Well, just
yeah.
a little.
So, the 4th of July is celebrating our nation's independence, right?
Yeah.
July 4th, 1776,
correct,
right?
Correct.
That's when
nailed it.
We became a country or whatever. But it's not.
Oh.
It's not.
Okay.
That's the day I think they signed the Declaration of Independence.
I believe it's technically
correct.
July 1st, yes?
July 2nd.
Oh, July 2nd.
That's when they signed it?
No, that's...
I think that's when everybody went like, okay, guys, here's the thing. Now everybody sign this.
Right. On July 2nd is when they voted to approve their resolution of independence from England.
So what happened on the 4th then?
Everybody finished signing.
That's when it was signed.
Yeah,
it's kind of like when there's a company-wide email for a barbecue party. You got to wait until everybody says, like, yes, this date works
right,
for me.
Okay.
Right.
It's exactly like that, yeah.
Right.
but King George III doesn't know what's up. He still hasn't gotten the letter.
Okay,
so
okay.
So as far as he's concerned, America is not its own thing. It's
okay.
still a colony. So we're not independent. And then also there's a whole war that
right,
we fight.
That's true.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All we did was just declare it.
Yeah, we're like... This is a thing now, and then it's not really, though.
Well, okay.
If you say, I declare bankruptcy, you're not bankrupt until you actually go through all mm-hmm. the filing.
No, I'm going to look at it from a different perspective. Let's say the Declaration of Independence is a new car, okay? And you go to the dealership, you spend a day there, oh, God, you know, maybe 2 days even, from the 2nd to July 4th.
Mm.
Haggle it over prices, okay? Then you buy the car. On the 4th.
Okay.
The car doesn't technically belong to you until you completely pay it off. It belongs to the bank, but that is your car.
With that situation, you've put down a down payment. You have some skin in the game.
You don't think that they have some skin in the game?
No, they didn't have any skin in the game when they declared it.
But also just thinking about it, it's like that whole war that we fight.
Right.
We won it. So
yeah.
that's like something to celebrate.
Why not celebrate that,
yeah,
right?
Instead of a bunch of dudes who are old and kind of gross probably signing something. I mean,
I don't know why you have to call them gross.
Well, they probably were smelly.
Ben Franklin did have syphilis. We do know that.
Did they know the war was coming?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they assumed that England wasn't going to be like, okay, that's fine.
George wasn't going to be like, ah, you got me.
Do you know when the war was won?
Yeah, so it started in 1776, I think. I don't know. But I do know when it ended.
When did it end?
It ended September 3rd, 1783. So it went on for hella.
Okay, so it went on for hella, yeah.
We should be celebrating the 3rd of September.
Right. Also, better time of year. No fire danger.
Okay,
as bad.
Okay. So it's you're saying it makes more sense. It's not as dry.
But it's so close to Labor Day, though. You don't want to have back-to-backsies.
Why not?
What if we swapped Labor Day for the 4th of July?
Yeah. See, Labor Day could be any day.
I think that we're really undermining all these smelly old gross men that took a stand and were the beneficiaries of it, took a stand for this country. They said, bitch, no, to King George, okay? And just by signing the Declaration of Independence, that was kind of like, that was basically signing your life away.
Okay, how about this? I declare myself getting a raise. And can I celebrate? Can
well,
I celebrate my raise now?
Yeah, I took a stand.
Well, you didn't really take a stand.
Do you know about John Hancock? Why he wrote his name so big?
No.
Because he was the gutsiest.
So King George could read his name without putting on his glasses.
Yeah.
You a-hole.
Yeah.
That's an F-U in good old days.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Gabe. If you want to move the 4th of July to the 3rd of September, mm-hmm. does that mean you're going to come into work on Wednesday? And we'll just continue to celebrate the 4th of July, and you can take the 3rd off, but you'll have to come in on Wednesday.
No, it's because I've only just declared that it's going to be moved. Oh, so
okay,
I can't celebrate yet.
Okay, so somebody did text in a really good point. That it's like a marriage. If your anniversary date is the day you got married, not the day that the county receives and processes your certificate of marriage.
Wow, that's a great point.
I don't know what that means. Is that not very similar to my car analogy?
No, because with the car analogy, you still had to put some money down. You still had
Hancock wrote his name big. Basically, they put their lives at risk by signing this.
I know that, but somebody could have been like, John, they're on the way, and he would have had 3 months to go hide in the wilderness.
Oh,
right. I don't like that I haven't won this argument already.
You declared that you won
before we
argued it out, so you won.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
The Wake Up Call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.